When it comes to self-care, I believe there are five things we need to consider in order to be successful. In previous episodes, we covered the first three: mindset, awareness, and direction. But honestly, they don't amount to a hill of beans unless we take action. In today's episode, we're going to go over some ways you can create a practical plan and find the motivation in taking those first reluctant steps towards healthy, balanced living. Welcome to the podcast, Unlocking Wellness. I'm Crystal McLean, licensed clinical massage therapist and self-care coach, and I'm exploring ways to unlock our wellness barriers so we can create self-care independence, because we find our freedom when we're living well. Hey friends, it is a rainy day here in Maine, and I live rather close to the road, so if you hear wet traffic driving by, just pretend you're someplace lush and active. Anyway, so today is all about, in my opinion, the hardest part of any self-care routine: taking action. Truth be told, it's pretty easy to curl up on the couch and contemplate all the ways you could bring balance and wellness into your life. But it's another thing to actually do it. Raise your hand if you've ever promised yourself you'd start tomorrow, or next week, or next month, or once the conditions were a bit better, or when the circumstances were less challenging. Are you raising your hand? Come on, let's be honest. Put it up there. There you go. Anyway, but seriously, whether it's clearing the clutter out of your house, scheduling the appointment, establishing the boundaries, or lacing up the sneakers, there's something deep down in our heart that we know would improve the quality of our well-being if we, you know, actually did it. So what's the deal? Why can't we just get over ourselves and do the damn thing? What is holding us back? I mean, we're smart enough to conceptualize the positive benefits of these potential actions, so why the hell can we not just rally and do it already? Well, there are several reasons. For starters, there's conditioning. Humans are creatures of habit. We have routines that are so deeply ingrained into our character that we're not even aware that we're doing half the shit we're doing most of the time. We're unconsciously doing things like checking our phone, clenching our jaw, judging our bodies. These things just seem to happen. But every single thing that you do in a day, you once had to learn how to do. Then you had to put it into practice. And now, here you are, living your life on autopilot. For instance, you don't have to think about brushing your teeth or how you brush your teeth. You just brush your teeth. And most likely, while you're brushing your teeth, you do things like take inventory of your day, or notice the giant zit growing on your chin, or realize the mirror is really quite dirty and your mother would be really disappointed in that. The point is, a good chunk of life is set on autopilot, leaving our brains to be wild horses, for better or worse. There are two points I'd like to make with this example. The first point is the reality of creating new habits. Learning to brush your teeth when you were a kid was challenging. You didn't do it very well, and your guardians had to, I don't know, remind you, if not bribe or force you into doing it. But here you are, virtually a lifetime of practice, brushing like a boss. You're so good at it now that you don't have to think about any of the components of the process. You simply brush your teeth and get on with life. Or maybe you don't. Maybe you're struggling with this oral hygiene thing. And if you are, that's okay too. I have confidence you'll figure it out. Anyway, the second point is how much open space there actually is in your life and in your mind. Because you don't have to actively think about what you're doing with so many of life's little routines, you can actually use this time and space to inspire and empower your ass. Instead of fixating on the rabbit hole that comes with focusing on the emerging zit on your chin, or with the notion that you're a slack-ass housekeeper that most likely disappoints your mother, you can actually use this time to look into your own eyes and practice confessing the love and patience you have with yourself and the process of evolving. You can use this time to psych yourself up for all the amazing things you're going to do for your well-being. You can use this time to get to know yourself, to understand where your habits come from, and to make plans to give them a bit of zhuzhing if need be. You can use this time to practice reconditioning your brain. Okay, so conditioning is one of the hiccups we encounter when we're trying to become an active participant in our well-being. What else? Sweet mother of all that's holy, can we talk about practicality and expectations for just a minute? We've all got goals. We've got these ideas rattling around our heads of what, quote, better living might look like. We have visions of what a healthier version of ourselves might be. We can see it. We can taste it. We can feel it. But it's usually the end result that we tend to focus on, and not necessarily the process. If it's weight loss you want, you see a slimmer version of yourself. If you're looking to save some money, you see a fatter bank account. If you're longing to have confidence, you see yourself conducting your business like a boss. What you may not see is how much you're going to struggle and fuck up along the way. There's a reason you're not already living the life you're craving. It's because it's hard. And it's hard because it's unfamiliar. And it's unfamiliar because it's not what you currently do. And it's not what you currently do because you haven't taken the time to learn how to do it. And you haven't taken the time to learn how to do it because there's some bullshit chatter in the back of your head that's throwing up roadblocks. These roadblocks usually look like unrealistic expectations. Like, you're expecting to just suddenly be good at whatever it is you've set out to do. You expect things will go smoothly. You expect faster results. You expect the chatter in your head to be optimistic and encouraging. You expect you're going to enjoy yourself along the way. You expect this thing you're working towards is going to improve everything else in your life. You expect it to make you happy. Newsflash, expectations suck. Not only do they suck, but they're extremely unhelpful and put unnecessary pressure on you. Poor you. Poor us. Now, I'm not going to lie. It's hard to let go of having expectations. They're pretty intimately entwined with your vision, right? But maybe, just maybe, instead of having expectations, you could practice swapping them out with observation, curiosity, and open-mindedness. Expectations tell your brain that something is going to be true, real, and available, right? Whereas cracking open the boundaries of your brain and tapping into your observation and curiosity skills will make the whole process more, doable, as well as enjoyable. Okay, conditioning, check. Expectations, check. On to practicality. While I believe most of us are virtually limitless with potential, I also believe in setting the bar pretty low. I used to joke saying, I like to keep my goals low so I can reach them. But it's kind of true. I mean, I totally dream big, like Mount Everest big. I see myself up there on top of my achievements. However, I know that in order to get up there with all the nosebleeds and thin oxygen levels, I have to prepare myself appropriately for the trek. I can't just say, I'm going to climb Everest and head out tomorrow to reach the peak. By the way, this is totally an analogy if you didn't catch that. I have zero desire to climb Everest. Anyway, there's a lot of shit to consider before I head out. I have to make sure I set myself up for success, right? I need to condition my body. I have to strengthen my mind. I need to make sure that I have the proper resources and support that will get me to the top. And most importantly, I have to divide this whole process into small, practical, achievable, bite-sized goals. If I try to hike Everest tomorrow, I'm just going to end up in a cold, sobbing heap with a bruised ego and likely a pulled hamstring. I'm not ready. But today, I can put a few pounds in a backpack and do some lunges around the yard. I can learn about how other beginners started on their journey because I'm not alone in this world. I'm not alone in my goals. There are other people out there who care to share their experiences and support. Which is, by the way, the final key for creating self-care independence, but we'll talk about that next time. Anyway, if you'd like to have a guide to help organize your self-care action plan and set practical, achievable goals, I'll leave a link for that in the show notes at the bottom. And if you'd like to learn more about all the things that I have to offer, you can visit crystalmcleancreative.com. Anyway, goals look big. Anything. Even if you think it's a small thing, it's really a big thing if it's something you've never done before. Set yourself up for success. Make small, practical, mini goals within the big goal. Let go of some expectations. You can totally do this. I believe in you. Anyway, I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for being here. I'll see you soon.